make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
You know, most of us scour our bathrooms to de-germify it, to make sure there's no bacteria anywhere. And we have this theory that public bathrooms are dirtier than our bathrooms, and we go out of our way to avoid them or put tons of paper down, and people have all sorts of phobias against using public bathrooms. But my next guest is a medical student at the University of Chicago, and he has done some work on actually looking at the difference between our private bathrooms and public bathrooms, and he's going to shed some light on the reality of the situation. Sean, welcome to the show, and let's start with the study you actually did on public restrooms. What did you do, Sean?
Sure, thanks. So this study built off of a prior work, Flores et al. From 2011, where they looked at the biogeography of restroom surfaces. They kind of looked at who's living where as far as bacteria, found some similar things that we found, like, you know, vaginal bacteria and fecal bacteria on toilet seats and so on. But the new thing that we tried to do in this particular study was to take a temporal sort of dynamic view of the microbiome and how it develops through time. So if you sterilize the surfaces in the restroom, what do you see happen first? And then, you know, what is this sort of stable state that arises over time? Is it sort of an ecological succession? How does that work? And indeed, we found that. We found that if you scour the surface, if you sterilize a surface, you see what first thing shows up are fecal bacteria, probably due to aerosolization when you flush the toilets. But over time, those organisms are outcompeted by skin-associated and outdoor-associated taxa, and that's the sort of stable state that persists over long periods of time.
So where did you go to do this study? Tell me a little bit about the details, the nitty-gritty of, did you go into a gas station bathroom? Where did you go to do this?
So this is a university facility. This is a University of San Diego, UC San Diego. I was actually the data guy, so I didn't do the physical sampling myself. I'm in Chicago, but our colleagues there sampled four restrooms. Two were on the ground floor of a campus building, and these were frequently used restrooms by students and faculty. And the upper floor restrooms were used by just faculty. So they're kind of low-use restrooms. And it's a male and a female restroom on either floor.
And so you went in there and you basically blasted it of any sort of living bacteria. What did you use to kind of sterilize the rooms?
We used a really high concentration bleach solution and let it sit on the surfaces we were sampling for 20 minutes. And we used microscopy to kind of look at, you know, how did the cells decay through time after application of bleach. And we found that 20 minutes pretty much scorched the earth. There was really nothing left after 20 minutes.
Got it. And how about the doorknob? Did you forget the doorknob?
So we didn't do the doorknob in this particular study. We did the soap dispenser, we did the toilet seat, and the floor.
Okay. So you wiped it clean, and then how long did it take to kind of repopulate itself?
It was actually incredibly rapid. So we did a preliminary experiment where we thought it would happen over the course of days, and we sort of missed the window. So then we had to increase our resolution and do an hourly study, and we found that within 1 hour, essentially you go from a completely sterilized surface to a surface that's populated by a pretty dense community of microbes, and the first things that show up are these fecal-associated bacteria.
So the fecal ones come first?
And they're
found all over the place, or just on the toilet seat, or did they make it to the sink and the faucets and everywhere else?
So most of the sort of temporal dynamics we looked at was on floor surfaces, and the other surfaces were just kind of geographic studies. But yes, fecal bacteria made it everywhere. But on the floors, we got really good resolution that showed us that first thing to show up were fecal-associated organisms, but over the course of few hours, actually just 5 hours, those organisms were displaced by skin and outdoor-associated microorganisms.
Are the faculty any dirtier than the students, or was there no difference?
That's a little bit of an unfair comparison, because the lower bathrooms, which were student-associated, were high use, so there were a lot more
Got
people
it.
In and out.
So you're not going to answer that question.
Okay.
not appreciably different. I'm just trying to have some fun. All right. So the fecal organisms, which come from poop, were the first ones to pop up, but then they were kind of, it seems like they were blotted out by mostly just skin organisms from sloughed off skin, which I think most people don't realize is what's in the bathroom. They're more afraid of the poop bacteria, not so much other people's skin bacteria.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be too afraid of the poop bacteria, because from our work, we were really showing that they're pretty wimpy, right? They're coming from an anaerobic, warm, moist environment in your gut, mm-hmm. and they're being deposited somewhere that's aerobic, dry, and cold. So they're really out of their element, and they're probably very quickly decaying, dying, and going dormant. So the things that are really able to hold on and persist are those skin and outdoor-associated things.
So what we've been afraid of is really not the enemy, and this study is supposedly to shed some light that we shouldn't be living in fear of A, the public bathroom, and B, other people's poop. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That exactly. I think as a microbial ecologist, we often have a chip on our shoulder about this, right? Sort of medical community for a long time has seen microbes as bad because, you know, there are pathogens that infect us, but most of the things, even in our feces, most of the organisms in and on the human body are not only benign, but absolutely integral to our health and well-being. And without them, we would be very, very sick. So I don't think.
What do you think? So what do you think? What is your take on watching TV and every other commercial is for an antibacterial product to kill off everything under the sun? It's in our soaps, it's in our shampoos, it's in everything. And it sounds to me like you're saying, "Whoa, let's step back and take a look at the landscape and how do we re-educate or de-brainwash society to go the other direction? Or is it too late because the big companies are just going to keep selling their products?"
Well, I think it'll just take time because this microbiome research is very new. But I think that we should probably outlaw these antibacterial soaps eventually. I don't think they really do any good. I think we should practice mm-hmm. good sanitation and wash our hands with normal soap, and that gets rid of most of the things that might be dangerous to us. But when you use those ethanol-based hand sanitizers, you're actually nuking the resident microbiota that naturally live in and on our skin, and those things are actually prophylactic or kind of block pathogenic organisms. So we're getting rid of our shield by doing this.
Sean, what do we as doctors do? I mean, we have to wash our hands with stuff in between every patient, thinking that we are being of benefit to the next patient we're seeing, and we're potentially harming ourselves. We're basically wiping away all of our protective microbiome.
Sure, that's a really hard question because in hospitals you see a lot of nosocomial infections. But at the same time, you have a lot of sick people who have really high concentrations of pathogenic organisms in and around them. And so if you're interacting with those people, you don't want to spread those pathogens. So, being very sterile and being good at washing is probably a very good idea in a hospital situation. But at the same time, you're compromising the microbiome. It's a hard balance to strike. I think my advisor, Jack Gilbert at Argonne, is in favor of this Crimean War hypothesis, where you mm-hmm. kind of maybe have some sort of spray that you could spray someone's skin down with of beneficial bacteria that you could do after you washed, maybe to kind of bring back your healthy flora.
Got it. Sean, where can people go to learn more about the study? Can you tell them where they can go read more about the work you've done?
Sure. It's Applied Environmental Microbiology is the journal, and the title of the article is Ecological Succession and Viability of Human-Associated Microbiota on Restroom Surfaces.
Great. Sean Gibbons was my guest. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you to never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and above all, stay well.